Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, if you're new here, follow wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm the other Sean Allen with Make It Make Sense. Mr. 100K views every time he drops a video. 200,000 in 13 days. Nah, you doing numbers. I mean, you doing numbers.
Well, thank you.
What's the sauce to your YouTube formula?
I don't know that I have a sauce. I try to be myself. And I overthink things, so it just happened to work out well for YouTube.
That's probably the hardest, especially now, it's probably the hardest platform to like crack, like YouTube. You know what I mean? And how long you been on the YouTube thing?
What, like close to 2 years?
So you're a new YouTuber, because there's people that's been around for, you know, since an inception. And for you to be, you know, new on YouTube and 70,000 subscribers, you know, 100,000, at least 100,000 views each video, that is a hard thing to accomplish in like today's climate, where everybody can make YouTube videos and everybody think they have a platform and a content creator. So maybe you should like have one of those brunches, those empowerment brunches, where people pay like $300 and you could like give them like a PDF of like how to do YouTube. Or even though there's no secret sauce, I feel like that's what people do. People who find success in like obscure places, they'll like start like keynotes and like empowerment brunches and shit. Even though it's fake and it's a scam, they still making money off of it. You know what I mean?
I have a channel. I just haven't launched it, where I'm going to give out free YouTube tips.
Oh, you should charge people.
Yeah, a really large content creator told me I should. I'm just not there yet. And I get so many people who ask questions. Technically, what right. I did was just apply like my normal corporate business acumen to YouTube. And, you know, even though it's right. worlds away, there are certain principles and practices that are similar.
But it works, man. It works. What do you talk about on your channel? Like, what's your elevator pitch of Make It Make Sense?
I would say pop culture is like my bread and butter for YouTube, but I have a different spin. Like today I talked about T.I. and Tiny Son being on Funny Marco and saying, you know, that he lived with his grandparents, not T.I. and Tiny. But my spin on it was, we got to dig a little deeper.
Right.
He's 18-year-old. He is, you know, making mistakes like 18-year-olds do. He's in the public eye. But now I'm right. seeing a kid who maybe did want to be in the household. And maybe T.I. and Tiny really needed to have him be someplace where he could be stable. So the salacious headline is, the family hustle was fake. But when you pull back the layers, you have a kid who's probably saying that he wants a different type of relationship with his parents. And his parents probably gave him the best they had, because T.I. was in a lot of trouble right before the family hustle. So maybe they right. couldn't give him what the grandmother could give them. So that's my take on things. I usually go a little deeper.
Let's actually dive into that. Why do you think, because that's a kid that be acting out, right?
He's had a brush with the law. He's had a couple things that I didn't agree with. Mm-hmm.
So do you think that that is because of feeling like an outcast or like some type of neglect and he's acting out? Because that's how he gets attention and response from people and his mother and father. Because why did he live with his grandmother in the first place? They have like 10 kids, but he was the only one that lived with the grandma?
We don't know that. What we do know is he chose to put it out on the podcast that after it filmed, he was back to living with his grandparents. So he was there for filming and then back. We don't know that. But what I can tell you from somebody who did not have my parents in my life in the way that they should have been, or even in my life in general, in some situations, that sticks with you as an adult. So who knows why he's acting out, but he's 18. And I don't think people give enough grace. And to be honest with you, you know, I don't necessarily like the way that I look. Didn't want to do my YouTube channel because of it. Here you have a kid who's been, they've talked about his look since he was very young.
They did.
Similar to his mother.
I mean, yeah.
So, you know, it has to be hard. Now you got T.I. as your dad, technically now considered Mr. Perfect. Your mom, you know, all of Escape got talked about. Now you're getting talked about. Right. I think that that all plays a role, and that's why I choose to give him a little bit more grace.
Right. I think that T.I. and Tiny is definitely going to have something to say about this and respond. And
they're going to have to.
And I think T.I. is going to say some things that is going to have us question the whole infrastructure of, you know, what was going on in that house and why was he living with the grandmother in the first place? And, you know, why this child feels, you know, neglected, because again, they have a bunch of kids and it kind of makes me think, like, did any of the kids live at the house or was it just him?
We don't know. I mean, I went back and I watched the clip. Marco didn't really get him to dive deep, but in that aspect, but what Marco did do that I don't think the average person is going to see is Marco tried to relate to him on a human level. Cause right now you have a kid who's acting out, who's rich, and everybody just thinks he's bratty. But in the grand scheme of things, Marco, who has, he has scarring on his face. He told him, you know, you can't really worry about what people say. People could say that I look like Candyman. And King's response to him was, oh, no, you don't look like Candyman because, you know, Candyman would have filled out the suit you're in. He did not really have a point of reference to what he was saying.
Oh.
Marco was going deep with him and saying, you know, I have a scar face. If you remember Candyman, the images are bees all over his face. So it wasn't because of his size. It was because of the scarring on his face. So, you know, kudos to him for taking a young man, making the video funny, but allowing, you know, it gave us an insight into how King thinks or things that King might need to talk to his parents about on a real level.
Right. They tried so hard to, you know, paint this image of T.I. being this, he may be an amazing father, but, you know, they sold the family image to us. So it's kind of catching everybody, including myself, off guard to find out that the most visible child of between him and Tiny wasn't in fact in the home at all. Another thing that is making waves online everywhere, this Drake dropped on Friday and Joe Budden had a lot to say. Did you listen to the Drake album?
I listened to like one or two songs.
Why only one, two songs?
I mean, I'm a Drake fan, but I'm not like a Drake super fan. So you might be surprised.
But you were, like, we were all like Drake fans. We followed Drake years ago and it kind of became the same thing over the past 5 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Do I think he's grown as an artist? I mean, I'm not listening to Drake for a Lauryn Hill Miseducation album. I think he's a commercial rapper. So, you know, no, I don't really think that I'm listening to Drake for, you know, some Jasmine Sullivan type reality.
Right.
So no, I don't necessarily think he's grown, but I don't know at that level if you have to. If it sells, it sells.
On one of the blogs, I left a comment. It was in response to Drake saying he's retiring from music, or he's taking a break from music. And my comment to it was, good, he's been making the same 5-6 songs for over 10 years. It's great music, but it's the same shit. He's almost 40 years old. That was my response, and I'm still getting likes and all types of comments in response to that. I think Drake's audience is his initial audience probably have outgrown him because he is making the same music. It's great music. The album is a 10 out of 10, but he's not acquiring new listeners.
Let's break that down, because you put a comment on the fact that people read the initial headline on whatever blog it was and then went through the comments to see what they like means that he's still viable. You can look at it like people are agreeing with you, or you could look at it like he's still viable enough to not only pull people who love him, pull people who hate him, pull people who could care less about him, but still want to comment on him. So you could look at it a lot of different ways. Exactly.
Engagement. But
I want more from him.
Yeah, definitely. I want more from him. I want, or I don't even know if I want more from him. I just want him to stop. And I want people to stop having the argument that he is the greatest of all time. Or, you know, I don't, because here's the thing. I grew up.
And you can hate it, but he's in the list.
Yeah, definitely. But like, you know, we're the same age. We came up around Tupac, Biggie, Kim, Missy Elliott, Rakim, Jay-Z, Nas. So like when you listen to that, and that is not an era of music, that is like a lifespan of hip hop that we came up on. You know, these people, Missy Elliott came after Kim, you know, Jay-Z and Nas was doing it way before Missy Elliott, you know, so like Busta Rhymes. So it's like, what I'm saying is like, there was just a freshness and a newness to these people every time they dropped a project. You know, Jay-Z, every time Jay-Z dropped a project, it was just a newness to it, right? You know, Missy Elliott came on the tail end of peak Lil Kim, but we know how innovative she was. It was just a newness every time. Okay. Busta Rhymes.
Let me stop Nas. You really, really quickly.
Okay.
Let me stop you really, really quickly.
Okay.
Drake is not going to have the same experience as Jay-Z, who was selling drugs. He was not on the block at the inception. He was on Degrassi. So in some expectations, I mean, in some people's expectations, you're never going to get from Drake what we got from Jay-Z, because the life experience is not there.
Okay. Kanye West wasn't selling drugs, but when Kanye West was on College Dropout,
he almost died. That's a big thing. That's something that could change your life. He's a little imbalanced. Because I don't want to diagnose anybody, but he's a little, there's some quirks there that Drake doesn't have. His life has been, I mean, he could talk about his dad, which he has, but it's just not there.
So you think that the reason why Drake's music hasn't evolved is because he hasn't had the life experience?
I think that's safe to say. In addition, you kind of have to change with the times, right? So in the 70s, you had one album that would last you 40 weeks. And by album, I mean a song. A song
could get
you 40 weeks. And those, you were going to get the same spins on every radio station every day because people weren't producing music at that rate. Then 80s came around, things got a little bit faster, genres switched up. But then by the 90s and hip hop came in, now technically you have all of these new artists in this new genre, and they're popping up more and more. So now you have more and more superstars. By the time of Napster, MP3s, streaming, now I could become a rapper. All I got to do is go in the closet, get a little setup, and it's good to go.
Yeah,
I call them like popcorn celebrities because they're all in the same bag. They all pop out. You can be a TikTok star with one song. You're going to get a record deal, but that does not mean that you're going to have longevity. Now the Drakes, the Madonnas, the Beyoncés, they have to compete with the fact that now everybody is a celebrity. And songs last 2 to 3 weeks before people are tired of it and they've moved on to the next person, the next Sexy Red, the next Glorilla, the next whoever bubblegum pop rapper you have next. And I didn't just mean to list women, but you know what I mean. Sexy Red came to mind because she's the newest one that I think of like that. Glorilla, the same thing. She became famous off one song.
So it sounds like you're saying, though, the quality of music, even the quality of music that Drake releases is not there because he has to put it out so fast, so much to kind of stay in rotation and compete with these newer. So, okay. So that's going back.
There's nothing wrong with that, Sean. I mean, and you know, for the audience, for the listening audience.
Beyonce don't do it though. Beyonce don't do it. Madonna don't do it. Jay don't do it.
Beyonce started. The gold standard is Rihanna. Rihanna put out an album out every year.
Every year.
And it did not have to be deep songs. Rihanna and Drake are very similar in the sense that they put out consistent music, and that's what kept them on top. If you look at the top-selling female artists now, every year, Rihanna still makes that list in streams, right along with Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and she's not put out a project out for like 6 or 7 years. There's a formula. Do I think he's grown? No. Do I think that he has mastered the current formula? Yes. And so has Rihanna. But people don't come at her like that.
Rihanna had a sound, though. Nicole Scherzinger released that song called Right There. I don't know if you remember that song. And we heard the song and we said that this sounds like a Rihanna song. Selena Gomez, Come and Get It, released the song, her breakout hit as a solo artist. We heard that song and we said, that sounds like a Rihanna song. Rihanna had a sound, though. She was putting out music left and right, an album a year. So I think there was a time where she even released two albums the same year, but she had a sound. There was a sound attached to it. Am I lying?
Even what you just said, even the Selena Gomez song, it's sexual. Like I think that we are extremely hard on Drake for doing the same thing that I feel like Rihanna did. And they both did it extremely well, and they have stayed at the top of their game and outlasted so many other artists.
And then, too,
are we hard on the Migos? They were the biggest thing smoking for a hot minute, but were we hard on them?
They are now.
But Drake isn't.
Right. I don't think Drake has a sound. I think Drake has built a career off of, you know, the quantity and not quality. And Drake does a great job. As I said on my first listen, Drake does a great job at hopping on the wave of the new artists, like the Sexy Red thing, the Glorilla thing, the City Girl thing he was on, the Yachty thing he was on, you know, the Dirk thing he was on. Every new hot artist, Drake will attach himself to that artist and ride the wave and, you know, rinse and repeat it again. So Sexy Red is the thing now. He got a song with Sexy Red on his album. The next new girl that come out or the next new nigga that come out that makes some noise, Drake is going to attach himself to it. He's going to give them a feature or he's going to put them on his album. And, you know, nobody's going to deny a Drake feature. He, unfortunately or fortunately, whoever you ask, is the biggest artist in the game. Great of example.
Of the decade.
Look at Kendrick Lamar, though. Kendrick Lamar don't have to do that. And Kendrick Lamar does numbers every time he come out. He does numbers. Kendrick Lamar got, what, four albums out? Probably not even that. He got, I'm having a brain fart. Kendrick Lamar has, I'm going to say he has four albums. Kendrick Lamar don't drop like that. Kendrick Lamar don't hop on features like that, and he still maintains his relevancy because of the quality of music. The quality of the music.
He's the exception, not the rule. I'm not saying that, you know, I would probably say Kendrick Lamar is more of a Eminem type rapper, right?
Right.
Somebody okay. who, you know, has their own
avant-garde. Yeah.
Goes deep with it, has life experiences that they can touch on. I mean, you can, you know, let's say we compared Lauryn Hill to Rihanna, the miseducation of Lauryn Hill to Rihanna. They like Rihanna's my favorite art. I mean, I love Rihanna, but she doesn't have to go that deep. She is more of a commercial artist. And I don't fault these people for that. You know what I mean?
Right. I just, you know, I'm a student of hip hop, of music, just like you are. You know, we are the generation that came up on rap music. When before us, hip hop and rap and the culture was new. When we, you know, our age group, it was like an established, it was ours. You know what I mean? It was ours. They were, those rappers were older than us, but that is something that was just always there coming up. So to see that the biggest artists in hip hop now is a person who doesn't quite care about the quality of music they put out, and it's more so about the quantity. It is personal to me, you know what I mean? And I think that is warping people's perception of what the culture is and what it's supposed to be in the art form. It's cheapening the art form, you know what I mean? And I'm putting too much on Drake.
I was gonna say the art form is gone. Anytime you got my booty hole brown and my coochie pink or whatever that is, and that's, you know, a hit single that I feel like this. As somebody who, Biggie will and forever always be my favorite rapper. I was way too young knowing what the 10 crack commandments were and the rules to engagement. I mean, if we're really going to get into it, I probably should never have read Confessions of a Video Vixen, because that taught me, between Biggie and Superhead, I learned a lot about life. but I mean, we are faulting Drake for doing the same thing that, for doing the 180 degree spin on what Nicki Minaj did. We fault Nicki Minaj for not embracing new female artists, but we're now condemning Drake for embracing new up and coming artists. So which one is it? Are we ever happy?
That's true too. You know, I just want the, I feel like people are not, I just hate to see something that raised us kind of just dissolve.
It's cheapened. And you're never gonna get it.
I almost feel like this about all, but I feel like black media, black art in general, these past few years have taken a huge hit, from the film to the television to the music. Low entry level. You know, people don't have talent. They're calling themselves rappers. You know, even the remake, they remade House Party. I just feel like black media in general has taken a hit because it's about quantity and it's not about quality.
There's no just fix across to that, the board.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I can understand your disappointment, but there's not a fix. Like, I'm a very literal person. So I hear right. you say that, but it won't change. Because think about this. Did you ever think that the movie industry would be, you know, potentially going under? No. We never thought right. that Blockbuster, the Hollywood videos would be gone. They're gone. And now right. you don't even potentially have the AMCs and all these movie theaters because things have shifted. Now I could go record a movie on my phone. And put it out
with your numbers
on Tubi or whatever else. That, you know, I get what you're saying, but we're not right. going to have, there's not going to be another Missy Elliott. You know, people made the comparison to Lizzo, and those people were damn near hung from a cross.
Do you remember when I was day one Missy Elliott? I liked mm-hmm. I liked Missy Elliott since she was with Sista. Like, my sister was a big Jodeci fan, so I was just tapped in from the beginning. Aaliyah, all that shit.
I was all about remember? That little crew. Genuine Aaliyah.
Nobody liked that shit. Remember, people used to clown Missy. Remember that?
They clown Missy. They clown Timbaland. They especially clown Magoo and his lyrics and stuff like that. But they were original. You know, I loved it. I loved all of them.
And I feel like recently Missy Elliott's been getting her flowers. But I'm like, where were you guys when she was actually in the paint? Like, you know,
Missy Elliott was the number one female rapper running. So she was getting her flowers in the form of money, respect.
Right.
People aren't as horrible as it sounds to say. A lot of people did not look at her in the same way because she was plus size, because, you know, sexually and
right.
whatever. You know, they weren't going to give her the same amount of fanfare that they gave Little Kim. However, they gave it to her in sales. You could say what right. you want about okay. her. They bought. I purchased. But, yeah. you know, there's going to be 10 Little Kims to everyone Missy, just because people, the first thing they want you to do is look like Beyonce. They want you right. to look like Little Kim in 99 after she had the surgeries. They want that kind of stuff.
Hot Boys 2 is still the longest running rap song of all time. Number one rap song of all time. It was number really? One for 19 weeks on a hip hop chart. So the hip hop rap charts, not Billboard 100. It's still the longest running rap song.
Lil Nas.
That was on Billboard 100, but I don't think that topped the rap charts. Like the, gotcha. You know, the hood
rappers. Okay. Lil Nas, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. But, I just hate seeing something that we were raised on, like, take a hit.
I'm sure your dad and mom said the same thing, though, when they're like, you'll never understood what it meant to, you know, go to a disco in the 70s or whatever and right. have, like, you know, Tina Turner be, like, somebody you look up to, because those people wanted to exude class and sophistication that they didn't right. necessarily initially have. Those were learned behaviors, but we're in a different era now
right.
that isn't necessary.
Right.
And I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
We don't have any movie stars anymore. Mm-mm. There's no movie stars, you know.
Technically,
and
there's Beyoncé's are few and far between. Like yeah. there's very rarely ever anybody who reaches the pinnacle of celebrity that a Beyonce or Madonna or, you know, even a Jay-Z or a Kanye have. They're few or far between, because now, if you'll notice, the Kanyes, the Beyoncés, they don't even go to the award shows. At that right. level, they don't even do it. Why would I want to sit there be next right. to the Sexy Reds?
And no shade to Sexy Red.
No, no, like no. That She's not my, I mean, I grew up, again, I grew up too fast. Superhead was, you know, on my list. Kaya was on my list. So it's not like I've seen this before. The difference is porn rap is now acceptable. That's the difference. The Brian Pumpers, they tried this in the 2000s.
Heather Hunter, remember she tried to rap?
Yeah, they all tried it, but it wasn't acceptable. Now we're in a world where OnlyFans is no longer porn. OnlyFans is just what people consider a come up.
Content creators.
Yeah. So if we reshape the way that people view porn and sex, then this is what you get. You get a space where the Uncut posted, this is a little off topic, but the Uncut posted a video of two people getting it on a balcony. It was like just some head. And a mom comes out and says, "My children can see you." And, you know, the content creators, you know, go inside their balcony. But it was like one of these high rises where the balconies are like glass. You could clearly see what was going on. And I'm looking through the comments thinking that everybody is going to really be siding with the mom. They told her, "Take your children in the house. You probably just trying to look. You mad because you can't get any." The dude who, you know, takes care of me at the dealership was like, "My son was up at 3 a.m. and we couldn't find him. He had his dad's phone at 3 a.m. doing stuff on the phone." He's 3 years old. It's never going to change. This is the future. Right. We don't have books anymore. We have classrooms.
There's books, but niggas don't read. Niggas don't research.
We're not forced to read either. Why would you when everything is at the... AI can write your papers for you.
People read the headline and respond to the headline when we see these posts on these websites and on these blogs. And I'm like, you got to actually read the content, the article. But, I'm
guilty of that too.
Yeah, but I think that we had to read, right? We had to read to finish school, to finish college. We had to open books. So I'll give, our generation a little grace. You know what I mean? We actually had to do the work. But I think these people that are younger than us are just now sound old.
I was about to say, what were you saying, Joe Budden?
I know, huh? I know, right?
Uninspired.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do sound low effort. There's no new, exciting, creative energy on the way. All of y'all sound like y'all trying to sound like someone else. Artist that you like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None of y'all seem to be trying to innovate. I missed the Drake that when he dropped, the rappers hit him. Not these little fucking kids. I don't give a fuck about you and Kai Cenat. That's going to sound like hate.
It is.
It's not hate.
It is.
Go find some niggas your fucking age. Hang out with them. Get some of that sauce. Where is the verse that Yachty said is arguably one of the best verses Drake has ever written? It's nowhere on this project.
No.
His top 10, 20, 30, 40. He don't even have the best
verse on his project.
Top 50 verses are not on this project. And that's where I recognize I have to let go of Drake. I have to let go. The Drake that I love was the best hook creator, maker, loner, outer of in the world. When is the last memorable hook you've heard? I haven't heard a dominant hook from Drake in a long time.
That's a good point.
So now you couple that with he don't rap the way that he stay scheming, take care. This is like Yachty rapping. This is like he rapping for the children. And that's dog, I had to look up how old this nigga was when I finished listening to the album. Mm-hmm. You are 36. Your birthday is in 20 days. I Googled that too. You are 37 years old. Get the fuck away from some of these younger niggas and stop fucking these 25-year-olds. I want to hear adult Drake rapping for adult people.
Flag on the play.
You're not gonna hear
that's my issue
you,
with
which you,
you don't want to talk about who Joe Budden is and does and what he allegedly did. What did they say? Kick the baby out the womb.
The Instagram comments, the algorithm, I'm rapping for this.
Okay, so Joe Budden is from a generation when you were allowed to beat women. But to what he was saying, when we're back on Drake, Joe Budden is not, everything he said in that clip was 100% true. Everything he said. You know what I mean? And Drake responded to it. Drake's response was, Joe Budden, you fell that music. You left it behind to do what you're doing in this clip because this is what actually pays bills. For any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his ideals of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke, living check to check. I love the way he spells check. C-H-E-Q-U-E. That's like very like fancy French. In French, right?
It's French.
Is that how you really spell it in French?
Yeah.
Okay. And the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your
show. Really mad because he didn't do the Americanized version, y'all. He was feeling real sassy.
But anyway, I'm not going to read this whole thing because it's pretty long. But, you know, I don't think Joe Budden failed at rap. I think that Joe Budden wasn't playing the game and the bullshit that Drake has played into. I think Joe Budden, when he was rapping, when he was making music, he was a real lyricist. And he was creative and he was going against the grain because he didn't play the game of the labels, you know.
You didn't want to play the game, but you ended up on Love and Hip Hop. We got to call a thing a thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you got me on that one.
Look,
yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with what Joe Budden had to say. If you, you know, have faith in artists and he's giving commentary, which I think he's free to do. What Drake has to learn is you can't control the narrative all the time. People are going to have their opinions. So you can be mad at Charlamagne. You can be mad. You can call them haters. I like this little sassy comeback. You know, maybe one day he'll be on the Housewives. But in the grand scheme, he's not wrong what he said about Joe Budden. You might think that Drake is a sellout. People might have thought that Madonna was a sellout. But there's a reason that she stayed on the charts from the 80s till the 2010s. It's because she always came out and embraced new artists and she changed with the times. Could Joe Budden make a pump?
Okay, Drake is not changing with the times.
Well, Madonna changed as the children changed, right? Like, right. I mean, no, technically Madonna does go deep and stuff like that, but she's still technically a commercial artist, but there's a reason that she still was 80s, 90s, 2000s, all the way up to the 2010s. And there's a reason that she could still tour today and make probably just under what Taylor Swift or Beyonce are making. She is.
Right.
We're talking about Drake, but Nicki Minaj stays at the same level. Like the stuff that Nicki says, sometimes I don't understand what she's saying. She's choosing to learn all of the newest vernacular and whatever of the 18, 19, 20 year olds of the TikTok stars. And she's in her 40s, right?
Yeah, but so here's the thing with Nicki Minaj though. I think that Nicki Minaj, those singles that she put out, like the Super Freaky Girl, that's a dumb song, right? I liked it. I enjoyed the song a lot. It was a pop song. It did its numbers. It did what it was supposed to do. A lot of people hated it, but, you know, it still did its numbers. It still went number one. I enjoyed the song. But you go to Nicki's album, you listen to, like, Champion, Bees in a Trap, you know, Monster. She could fucking really, 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 really rap her fucking ass off.
Where is this?
You know? And then she could play around in a pop lane. So it's like, you know, Nicki gives us that substance. Maybe the singles be the little pop singles or whatever to get you in. But when you bust open those albums, she is giving you substance and bars. Drake is not doing that anymore. Or Drake has not evolved in his ability to give the bars. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not negating Nicki Minaj is one of the greatest of all times. I'm just saying I'm just going based on what you said. Or what Joe Budden said about him, you know, still choosing to do these, you know, bubblegum young stuff. But Nicki does the same thing. If you've ever listened to Queen Radio,
he's a girl.
I'm just saying when I attribute Nicki Minaj's career and Drake's career, for some reason, I always have them in the same box. I don't know if it's the Young Money.
Yeah, they do.
They came in. Nicki, they did change the sound. Right,
right.
They did, and
I'm gonna agree with you. what Nicki do, Nicki does the same thing Drake do. She will hop on the wave of the hottest
man
rapper, correct.
Male rapper.
Yeah, she definitely, and Drake does the same thing with anyone who's hot at the time. I definitely see that. I mean, they're both Young Money, Cash Money. You know what I mean? They're both on the same label. So, you know, maybe Birdman is back there pulling strings and got the formula on a PDF file. He passed it.
It was actually, Nicki. It was Wayne. Wayne's formula. I mean, you're a music head, wow. You know this. Wayne's formula, You know, Lil Wayne was not, he was out at the times of the Jay-Z's, the T.I.'s, but what he did to separate himself from the Birdmans and everybody else was he got on every single track for every artist possible for a year. I think somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, but it was like over 200 features in 1 year. And that catapulted him to mega stardom.
Right.
So if you come up underneath that and you see that Lil Wayne was arguably the biggest. I mean, he, you know, we still had the Jay-Z's and the Kanye's and stuff like that. But Lil Wayne was and is still a megastar based on what he chose to do. And Nicki Minaj and Drake came under his tutelage. So why wouldn't they follow in that?
That's true.
He jumped on every feature possible for a year. And then the next, I think maybe like a year after that is when we got the Carter, which is arguably like one of the best rap albums I've heard.
Right. Unpopular opinion. Lil Wayne is not all that either.
Him now, it's a lot of like sexual rap, but you know, it was like the Carter was commercial and deep. I remember one song, it was where he was kind of just, it just felt like an introspective. I can't think of the song, but I'm going to look it up while we are here.
Right.
But he goes deep.
I mean, again, I just hate that the stewards of hip hop is people who don't care about the quality of the music they put out.
Do you know who Rai Rai is?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll probably gonna be interviewing.
She's from Baltimore, right? And she said Drake took her vocals again on her song.
And didn't give her like credit.
Yeah, and she has a song with Pharrell. And I remember she was really, really colorful. So when I think of Rai Rai, I think of Rico Nasty. I think of,
Inventive. But people don't know her. So because people don't know her, it's like she doesn't exist, right?
Right.
You can be as innovative as you want, but if people aren't buying the product or buying what your package, it's like you don't exist. So I want to take that back. I said there are no Missy Elliott's. There'll never be another Sade. There are artists. There's this lady. I was just listening to her the other day because I went to a Tamika Scott concert and she opened up for her. And everybody in the audience was like, who is this girl? The raspy texture of her voice, it gave like hints of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. But if people don't listen, you won't know.
Tell our listeners where they could find you on social media.
I am Make It Make Sense Now on Instagram, on YouTube. I'm Make It Make Sense. That's where you can see me be ridiculous. The person who, you know, was raised on the 10 crack commandments and confessions of a video vixen. So that spans who I am as a person.
All that will be located in the description of this episode. Again, follow Make It Make Sense ASAP. I am the other Sean Allen on every social media platform. Thank you for tapping in.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.